And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's sitting next to me. I didn't think of something to say about her. The sports widow, Molly Erdman. You're welcome. Sorry, that was not a great intro.
They can't all be winners, Joe.
They can't. And that won't.
What?
It won't.
No.
Wouldn't.
Wouldn't.
But I squeezed it. Wouldn't. Ooh. Well, our long national sports nightmare is over.
How so?
There is sports.
What is it?
It's the sports that you're interested in.
March Madness?
Yeah, March Madness.
Good.
It's March Madness's beginning. Do you know there are four teams in already into the tournament?
Really?
The March Madness tournament. We all know about our brackets, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is kind of the perfect sporting event for us to talk about.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, why?
Because you have a passing interest
yes,
in it.
Yes, I do.
And you have a point of view on it, and you have,
yeah.
like, opinions on it.
I do.
And
not about teams.
Experience.
Right.
No, but in the process of March Madness. You're not going to give any of the deep analysis or predictions.
No, but here's what I will give you, is I think that March Madness is actually very applicable to what our podcast is supposed to be.
Mm.
And isn't always, but is supposed to be, which is when we first started it.
Right.
It's about
Sports Widow 1.0.
Right. Is my early relationship with Joe, I did not have much sports knowledge at all. And this isn't a podcast about learn sports because your boyfriend likes it. But in the interest of opening your mind to sports, because I think some people have a strong reaction against it, but it's simply because they don't know anything about it. March Madness is something that I like to gamble, so that's part of it. But I've always known about and was like, I feel like that might be something I would enjoy, but never did it. And then I think 3 or 4 years ago, I did it for the first time. Longer than that, 5 years ago maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it's gambling. And but
this is very revealing right now.
Well, but I know that Joe is going to have the tournament on all the time. And if I get to root for a team, that's great. Because that's when I like sports, is when I have a vested interest in something.
Right.
If I don't, I really don't care.
Sure.
And frankly, there aren't a lot of times that I have a vested interest. But
yeah.
even if there's no money involved, just the fact that I've declared that I want certain teams to win.
Right.
Has made me more interested, and so I really enjoy it.
Okay. That's a good explanation for why you're into
it. And this is an important thing.
Whoa.
Is that you don't have to know anything to not only participate in brackets, but to
succeed.
Do perfectly. Like, you have as good a shot as anybody.
You can't go completely random. There are a few little points to recognize. For example, a 12 or 13 seed is not going to the Final Four, most likely.
Right.
It happened once, I think. 11 or 12? I should know this stuff, but, you know, ignorance, you know, it leaves something
but
to be desired.
Here's what I do. I think last year I just blindly made my picks because I think I was in a bit of a time crunch.
Sure.
But previous years, I'll just Google, you know, like March Madness picks, and I'll pick maybe, and there's usually places where you can find a grid of different sports writers or whoever.
A panel of experts, if you will.
Yeah, and what their picks are. I'll just sort of take a glance at those. I don't think it's fun to, like, go with everybody's picks. Like, you want to go out on your own a little bit because that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
But to have a basic education of things and go from there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
Absolutely. And boy, that made me think of a couple of things. You said Pixar, and then I said panel of experts. Those are two different directions that I could take this. These are two different tangents. Do you want to pick between following panel of experts or following Pixar?
Do I have to choose one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can I give you more information?
Yeah.
Well, with Pixar, I was just reminded that, you know, because we've been watching Toy Story so much, that Steve Jobs is one of the producers on that movie, and it comes through in the credits. That really was all about that.
I don't want to talk about panel of experts. The improv game?
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, so. Joe just had some sports news come in on his phone.
Ooh.
Do you want to keep talking? Or?
No. Okay. The bad sports news combined with the fact that you didn't want to talk about the thing I did is left
well,
a...
Okay, let's talk about the improv game Panel of Experts.
Well, it wasn't exactly that. I was reminded of the...
Let's talk about Panel of Experts.
Whatever the game was on the ship that we would play with the...
Liars Club.
Yes. Yeah. Different game. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk about that either?
Sure, we can talk about it.
No, I can see that that's... We got other stuff to talk about, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Well, you were talking about the research that you do, the minimal research.
Yeah.
It used to be, in a way, kind of easy the last few years to do the research if you just watched President Obama's picks.
Oh, yeah. I don't see Trump doing that.
No, and in fact, he has said he will not do
just
that.
Just the women's?
Yeah, just the women's. Well, in a way, it might be easier to predict the women's pool. Who would you predict for women's?
UConn.
You're damn right. So it almost makes it not interesting. Although if they don't win and you pick the correct winner, a women's pool?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
No. I was going to say, should we do a video of Trump picking, doing his tournament picks?
Maybe. See, Trump.
This seems tremendous.
Well,
no
Trump,
one's a bigger fan of.
Yeah, exactly.
Virginia Tech
than me. But he's like Kim Jong-un, where he doesn't want anyone to know he was wrong.
Right.
So he will come out with a bracket after the fact and say, I picked them all along. So you can look for the post-tournament bracket from him. Mm-hmm. But and Obama used to pick chalk. And you know what chalk means?
It means you're picking the highest-ranked teams.
Right. He would pick mostly favorites. And that's not a bad philosophy.
No.
I think he got the champion once, right? Mm-hmm. I think he got Carolina correct one year. And he, like me, tends to pick just like the big favorites each time.
Yeah.
A Kansas, Kentucky, Carolina.
Yeah, favorites are favorites for a reason.
That's right. But you could just watch that basically and get an idea, because he kind of would do a very broad understanding, almost like he was briefed on a few things. Like he has a few, you know, because he's a president. Think, you know, you don't have to watch that many games or anything on TV for that matter.
But there's also part, I'll say this, his delivery of it was, made me think that he probably really is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No. But like, you know, he'll get a fact here or there, like, he'll be like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
No, he understands the game, and I'm sure he follows it as much as he can, but I would think, what?
Nothing.
What was that?
Nothing. I'm kidding. Go on.
Is this boring?
No, I was trying to say something to you.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't follow what was happening. Listeners. Oh, no. I mean, he's a fan of the game. That's
know,
all I'm saying.
I know. I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Folks.
Guys, it's been a long week.
Has it? It is. Oh, it has been a long week. Well, I wanted to go back about the... But really, with Trump, you just know he's not... A, I don't think he follows basketball. He'd be more likely to pick a fight, like in an MMA fight. He'd be like, ah, I think Conor McGregor will win. That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
He'd say he's tremendous. Yeah, it has been a long week. Do you want to say why?
Joe's parents are visiting. And it's not that in and of itself, but it's been...
It's not that they're my parents. It's just who they are as people.
No,
if they weren't my parents, this would be tough.
No.
Maybe worse.
It's just meant that every
every evening for the past,
gone over.
Yeah, because my brother has a new child,
and his parents are staying across the street
from my brother. So it all makes sense to go there.
Just a lot.
And really, ultimately, if the choice was to have every dinner here or every dinner there, I'll take every dinner there.
It's just hard to get a 3-year-old.
A lot
every
and
night.
Family, you know. I've 4 days.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty universal. 4 days. First day, oh, it's so exciting. We're here and we're eating favorite foods that we used to have. Second day, oh, catching up and fun old stories and stuff. And then third day, something bugs you a little bit, but you laugh about it. And then it does it again. And you're like, okay, just another day or so. And then the fourth day, everything is like it was 20 years ago when you wanted to move out for the first time.
I was already out.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so was I for a while. Jeez. Okay. 25 years ago, 30 years ago. How old am I? It doesn't matter.
30.
No, it's not. I'm just counting up. So there's four teams in, Maul. Yeah. Does that matter at all? Can you name any of them?
I mean,
the Florida Gulf Coast, what's their mascot?
Anglers.
Nope, the Eagles.
Okay.
Anglers, I like that though. What would the Anglers mascot be?
Maybe like a big
hook
fish on a hook.
Oh, so a caught fish. So is the fish...
I know that that's not... I know an angler is the fisher, but...
Right.
Yeah.
What about an angler fish?
Interesting.
Is there one of those?
I'm looking.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're like really deep, deep water.
Now, that's a pretty ferocious animal, though.
That's true. That would be a very fun mascot to dress up as.
Yes. Like you got a glow-in-the-dark thing.
On either side. Oh, let's talk about... Can I do a
Oh, tangent? Yes. Good tangent.
I don't know if anyone's watching Planet Earth 2. And we're a little behind, I think, right?
No, we're right on time.
Oh, this was last? Okay.
The jungles.
We saw one on the jungle, and there are some creatures that light up, some bugs, frogs.
Luminescent.
So
there was luminescent mushrooms as well.
Yeah. There's this beetle that looks like a centipede. It's long.
But it's called a worm. But it's actually a beetle and looks like a centipede.
Yeah. And there's a red light at its head.
Right in the front.
And then, like, yellow lights along the side of its body that it can control.
On either side. Little yellow luminescent dots.
So it hunts millipedes. But specifically. But when it sees one, it turns off its yellow lights.
Turns it off.
It can be unpredictable.
This is a spoiler, by the way. We're halfway through it. But it's a spoiler. So if you want to not know how this ends.
Well, it's a nature
can
spoiler.
Can you fast forward? Yeah, you're right. Nature spoiler. Like, okay. So
we don't have to say much beyond that. It doesn't go well for the millipede, but you can.
There's an excellent sound effect.
I've got some problems with Planet Earth. There's
too much death.
Too much baby death, specifically.
Yeah.
And baby danger.
Well, there's constant talk of baby. Yes. Yes. Baby danger. Tension. They live on baby danger. You're right.
Yeah.
And there, and that's the problem. Every once in a while, you gotta go all the way through.
Yeah.
The baby can't escape every time, or else there's no tension.
Right.
So hopefully, for the rest of the show, they won't kill any more babies.
We're gonna see one or two.
Probably, if they do an ocean thing, for sure, a seal's gonna bite it. Everything eats seals.
Yeah.
Nothing eats Croft though. Nothing eats Croft. I don't know if I'm getting off onto another. We'll go back to my family in a second, but I'm curious. I'm wondering if we should switch up our. Now, I usually don't concentrate on the video, listeners. You know this, but what if our view was of that of the kitchen? Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Sure.
Okay, maybe that may be in store. We may try a new thing. But then we'd have to be kind of a cooking show, I would guess, because of the background. No. But I think we could
Want me to cook in the background during our show?
Wow, one episode. That would be great.
All right.
I could make pancakes one episode. that's all right. Like a brunch episode.
Okay.
You know, because then you can do stuff. You could be more. And the cord will reach that far. Right. See, with this, that was just
we're going to need some headset mics.
Ooh. Well, the only piece of equipment we absolutely need to buy right now is a short mic.
Yeah.
Because
a short cord.
Because I got this thing, pain in the butt. You got that nice cord there. This right. cord, no good.
Okay.
So that's the one thing we have to get.
All right. I think we were talking about.
Yeah. Now we're working our way back into the conversation until we'll get to the beginning of the show, and then it's a perfect herald.
Okay.
What were we talking about? The teams and the mascots?
Were we talking about the teams that were already in the tournament? Angler.
Right. Angler fish right. got us off track. And then Winthorpe.
Never heard of it. Whales.
I think they're the Eagles, too. I don't know for sure. They might not be. Wichita State. You know
Shockers?
This one. Yeah. Once you know that, you never forget it. The Jacksonville.
Hooligans.
Another good. No, that would be an awful mascot. Imagine what the fans of the Hooligans would be like. The Hooligans Hooligans.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an interesting, title for a movie about a minor league soccer team in England, the Hooligans, and their fans are the Hooligans Hooligans. And the movie, and then there's a family called the Hooligans, and so it's the Hooligans Hooligans Hooligans.
All right.
That's not a good idea once you get to that third Hooligans.
Jacksonville.
Gamecocks. There's a few Gamecock. There's two USCs in football or basketball. Many sports they probably compete against
South
each other
Carolina.
In. South Carolina and then Southern California.
South Carolina is the Gamecocks.
Right? They are. And Southern California?
Trojans.
There's double entendres everywhere. Did you hear the bubbling of that drink as I drank it?
A little.
Okay. Sorry about that. You know, God bless Andrew.
Yeah.
It must be, I guess, we have one. I know he's almost always tuned in. It's Andrew Menzel, my New Zealander friend from Australia, or my Australian friend from New Zealand. He lives in Australia, but he's from New Zealand. So what is that? We'll never know. Point is, I think this must be like a time that he has nothing to do.
Which is interesting because we do this at all different times.
Nice. Well turned. Take that.
No, but it's
take that, loyal listener.
It's generally between like 11 and 3 our time.
Yeah, so that's probably, you know, since it's tomorrow, he's already got his work done.
It is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow for him, so he's way ahead of us. So he can afford to listen. He's a day ahead. Lucky guy.
And a dollar.
Well,
over.
They don't use dollars there.
Okay.
They call them wallabies, I believe, is the shorthand for their currency. I don't know what its actual cost.
Can we talk about the Kangaroo?
Yes.
Okay. So did we talk about this already, Valerie? Our daughter.
This is a nice combination of stereotype and Australia in the word of Kangaroo. Yeah. Yes. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Valerie, we were talking about
Kangaroos.
She was talking about kangaroos, but she said Kangaroo, which we were like, does she think that's what it is? Like, is she just getting this word wrong the way she used to say elephant?
Right.
For a long time?
Or my other daughter had her imaginary friend named Fuck Yuki.
Yeah. So we thought at first that's what it was. She's like, right. Oh, that's so funny. And then I was trying to sort of tease her. I don't want to say tease her, but I was like, well, what are you sure you don't mean a kangaroo? And she said, no, a kangaroo is different. And
it's
smaller. What's the difference? She said, well, it's smaller and it has larger ears. And I was like, she is committing to the fact that she's not, like, she's decided, no, this isn't a mistake.
Right.
I'm going to make it.
And right. you thought she was justifying her getting it wrong. I thought it might be a wallaby, actually.
That's what I thought, too. And I looked it up, and I was like, that doesn't sound anything like it. And then Joe realized.
It's a kinkajou.
Yes.
Kinkajou is what it's called.
And he looked it up, and we showed it to her, and that's exactly what she had.
Because she said it climbs in the trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kinkajou is like a lemur, monkey, primate type thing.
Yeah.
Might not be a primate exactly, but we'll find out in the next episode of Planet Earth. For those of you listening, Molly's preening her hair on the video display.
You see this?
Yeah, there's a lot of static electricity. It's very dry here.
Yeah.
Santa Claus. Anna wins, and the Santa Claus wins too. So going back again, I have to. My family is leaving, but they are leaving.
Oh, time.
What happened there? I just set the alarm. Oh, no. What does that do to our broadcast?
Why did you set the alarm?
Oh, my gosh. What happened, though? What's this going to look like to the watchers and listeners?
What just happened?
Did that just zoom out, or did you just hear us and see everything?
I think it probably kept going.
Oh, okay.
Why did you have an alarm set for 3:20?
That's when I thought you'd be coming home, and I would be setting this all up.
I got home early.
You did. It's good. Yeah, that was for listeners that they just heard this excitement. For watchers, they may not get any of it.
We froze for a bit. Thank
we did.
You. Thank you, Candy.
Yeah.
Ah, excellent. Okay. Good.
But the point about my family is that they changed their flight. So they were going to leave from Burbank Airport around 9 p.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy drive. We're relatively close to Burbank.
20 minutes.
And at that time, no traffic, no nothing. They've changed their flight to 6 a.m. from LAX, which is like a 50-minute drive probably from there.
No, not tomorrow morning. It's not going to be. It's going to be 26 minutes.
From their place?
Okay, 33
minutes.
Yeah.
Still in all, a decent distance and a horrible hour.
Yeah.
And there's still going to be traffic at that hour.
Joe, I used to drive you to the airport once a month at that time.
Yeah.
That's all. And there wasn't that much traffic going, but there was traffic coming back. Mm. I'll tell you when I don't like making that drive is on a weekend because it's so early. It's like 4 in the morning that you also have like late night people coming home.
Yep.
And that is
you know
terrifying.
Whether it be true or not, and it be true. The fear of drunks is probably as dangerous as drunks themselves. Actually, probably not.
And
but
people,
it's good to be wary.
So fast at that, because it's like the Autobahn, the 405. It's terrifying to me.
Do you remember when they shut the 405 down?
Carmageddon.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got on the 405 very shortly after it had been opened.
Well, they were done quickly.
Right.
But, yeah.
So I got on, and did I tell you that story about the two matching Lamborghinis?
I don't know.
I was driving, so they shut the entire 405, which is a huge highway, down. And I happened to just be going in that direction at that time. Got on as it was basically opening. No one thought it was open. It had probably been open for less than an hour. But people were finding out it was open. So I'm driving on basically just me. And all of a sudden, like two gray Lamborghinis.
Gray Lamborghinis?
Or silver.
Oh.
Gray is,
Jesus.
Yeah. It's all. Don't say gray. You got a lot of silvers, is what you say to somebody. I wouldn't say it to you. You would say it to me in your hair. Say, you got a lot of silvers. Like me, you could say, you got a silver mine in your nose there, Joe.
Ugh.
I know. Point being, they zoomed by going like 110 miles an hour. It was pretty impressive because they probably were like, oh, we're never going to have an opportunity to do this again. And I wonder if they got a ticket.
I was just thinking about Carmageddon the other day when I drove on the 405 and I looked at that bridge that they were building. The reason that they shut it down. It's impressive.
It's a tall bridge.
Very tall.
Very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyway, what else?
I think that's about it. Oh, it's tomorrow is Election Day. Is it around the country or just is that a state-by-state thing?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but here in California, it's a voting day. And there's only been one issue that's been bombarding us.
Measure S.
Yeah. Measure S.
Yeah.
So much paper. A lot of paper being sent out on both sides.
I think every day we get something about various measures.
And there's been a few people like knocking on people's doors.
Yep.
When we were at my brother's house, someone knocked on the door real hard and then was yelling his wife's name. It was just, he sounded like a cop. And then I answered the door, and he gave me this stuff, and he's like, "Oh, don't look at the side. It's just like it's just some Trump bashing."
What?
it was like,
and then
an ad that had his face on it, like this person supported, but that's how he dismissed it.
Why were they screaming her name?
It was so weird. He knocked on the door. It was very odd.
I feel really bad for these people who make calls.
Yeah.
Because listen, during the election, I wanted to. And I know I should suck it up and whatever. I cannot make phone calls. I don't like calling people I know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I want to be politically active, but I can't make those calls. But I do try to be polite to the people who are calling me, but I can't. It's hard.
Yeah.
And basically, my being polite is, as I say, like, thank you for your service, and I hang up on them.
It is hard to get off the phone because that's what they're told. Get rolling so they don't give them a opportunity to hang up on you.
Say like, I'm not asking for money. I'm in another.
Yes, right.
And I'll just be like, thank you for your work or whatever.
The other thing is now they've gotten so robocalls where they respond after you say hello. It's gotten so. I had one where the person like stumbles at the beginning, so she's like, so you go hello. Oh, are you there?
Oh
hello.
On.
Oh, I'm
like
sorry.
Their old voicemail.
Yes. Exactly.
Joe,
it's made it into the mainstream.
Joe was one of the last people to keep the... Because that was like an answering machine joke from the 80s.
What?
And Joe had the
voicemail
on his cell phone.
That's not my original thought?
Where the voicemail would pick up and be like, "Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello?"
It was more clever than that by a half a degree. maybe not. I'm sure there was the timing of it was practiced
well,
and
you
nuanced.
Got me with it. I mean, the first time.
Do you mean I got you with it? You were is that when you were like, "Oh, this guy is like the '80s."
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
The 80s.
Did you bring any content to the show today?
Yeah. I talked about March Madness.
But I mean, did you bring any topics, I should say? You bring content by talking. No topics.
No.
I think we need to have, like, Molly topics or something.
Busy today.
Or the news. I don't know. I think we should do a March Madness. Do you think we should do an episode where we pick Valerie's bracket with her, like Sunday night? And we'll put that one out Monday?
Yeah, I can record that one separately and then just put it up on the site.
Oh, like a bonus one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
No, not a Facebook Live, but we'll just take a video of it.
That's a better idea.
And that way we can even edit out boring things.
Yeah, and all the swears that she says.
Damn it. She says damn it a lot.
She does. And Jesus, too. But yesterday she said Jesus because she...
Oh, really?
Well, somebody got her that manger set a long time ago, like a Lego manger. So she was like, "Jesus, it's cold." But she was talking to the baby doll. She's like, "Jesus, it's cold."
She also called both me and Joe idiots.
Oh, yeah, while she was on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Simultaneously, we both went in to see what was up, and she called both of us idiots. Man, you can't really yell at a kid when they're on the toilet. They're so vulnerable.
Oh, she also called us into her room last night after she went to bed, claiming that she needed us to wash her hands because her hand was in her butt.
Yeah.
She was screaming.
She said she put,
in my butt.
It wasn't that her hand was in. She had dirtied her hand with her butt, so she had to wash her hands. Didn't fall for it.
That butt hand is still making its way around.
If that didn't work for me, it ain't going to work for her. All right. That's plenty, don't you think?
Yes.
I got to print my parents' tickets for this flight. So early.
Mm-hmm.
What a down way to go out of this episode. All right. But that's the way it is. You know, that's how life is. Listeners, you get to leave first.